That's Karen Hughes Beacom singing Un Bel Dì, or One Beautiful Day, from the opera Madame Butterfly. It's one of the many operas that Karen brought to the Sioux Theater Project. Karen says she has been singing for more than 20 years, but opera wasn't something she sought out. During a study abroad trip in college, opera found her.
I was doing a semester abroad in Vienna, and I was with a lot of singers, and our school was across from the Staatsoper in Vienna, and we would sit outside our classroom windows and wait for the standing room line to start forming to see when we should go get in line for our 15 shilling tickets, which at the time was $1.35, to go see the Vienna State Opera. And so we went to operas probably once a week, twice a week for the whole semester. And the singers were preparing for their auditions for the opera back at school. And it was a fun atmosphere. And I thought, oh, I've got to sing. I love singing.
When Karen came back to the States, she says she took her first voice lesson and started her career as an opera singer. Karen has performed on stages both nationally and internationally. But in 2005, she found herself in between jobs and in Sault Ste. Marie. She says she never thought the Sioux would be her new opera home. She says Sault Ste. Marie chose her the same way opera did.
I feel like in my life, like my jobs have chosen me. I feel like the career has chosen me. Like I would never have gone out and picked opera, but the teacher was presented. The opportunity came to me.
Karen has been working as the artistic director with the Sioux Theater Project since the group started in 2005. She teaches opera, harp, and piano. She also runs the opera and musical theater programs. She directs all of the stage productions and plans each show at the Sioux Theater Project. And she continues to perform as a singer and harpist.
All those worlds have collided into this Upper Peninsula that often has a reputation for not having opportunity, but there's so much happening here.
At the Sioux Theater, Karen says her schedule changes depending on the season and the show. Throughout the year, she teaches harp and piano lessons to students in the Sioux. Her schedule changes when they get into a new season and start rehearsing for new shows. Her next show is My Fair Lady.
Who's hurting you, you silly girl? What do you take me for?
My pop-off! I never said a word!
Oh, shut up, shut up. Do I look like a policeman?
Then what did you take down me words for?
She says the long days and hard work is worth it because of the feeling she gets from performing.
I don't think I'm as happy or as present in anything that I do as when I'm singing. So I think doing everything and then helping other kids to find that joy and that presence of mind and that gift makes it all worth it.
As a freelance opera singer, Karen says she makes around $700 per show. The paycheck comes along with a stipend from the Sioux Theater Project. On top of those two jobs, she also works as a freelance harpist. She's the chorus master for the Great Lakes Chamber Orchestra and the director of music at Stony Little Church on Mackinac Island. With all the work she does across the UP, she says she makes more than enough to pay the bills. Mark Twain said if you find a job you enjoy doing, then you will never have to work a day in your life. By the sound of it, Karen won't be working anytime soon. For Take This Job and Love It, I'm Sarah Bikes, WCMU News.